The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. Ever since the TT races have been in the news, both at home and far beyond, it has never been known for drink-fueled football-style rioting among the thousands of bikers who come to the island every June. But it did happen once half a century ago. TT Week 1970 was unusual in many ways. It was very hot and sunny and humid. Also, unusually, there was a large Hell's Angels element among the visiting bikers. And as I well remember, there were some pretty ugly-looking customers around the island. And there was an air of heavy menace as they all took to congregating in the evenings on the promenade, where there was a large area of open roadway near the Sefton Hotel. Bikers would ride up and down there, doing wheelies and doughnuts. There was a hint of danger about it all, and police officers were on duty to keep order. But nobody in authority had anticipated just how bad things were going to get, that all hell would be let loose on the hot summer evening of Sunday, June the 7th, 1970, and things would be as bad, if not worse, the next night. There are some former police officers in the island who remember what happened, including the former Detective Chief Inspector Dudley Butt, who was a constable in 1970. And he was there with constables Laurie Howland, Paddy Corlett, and Cliff Gelling. They could see the crowd getting increasingly restive, and boiling point was reached when Constable Bert Cowley, in a police car near the Villiers Hotel, tried to get through the crowds to his comrades and accidentally knocked over a number of parked motorbikes. This was when the crowd turned ugly and began pelting the police with bottles and anything else that came to hand. It involved the officers in hand-to-hand struggles, and PC Laurie Howland's summertime white helmet was badly crushed in the melee. Order was only restored when half a dozen reinforcements turned up, and Dudley Butt and the others withdrew when things had cooled down. But they had to do it all over again the following night. This time the crowds were much bigger, and also among them were known local troublemakers. There were more police on duty, and some wooden barriers had been erected. But the violence started early. A police van was attacked, and the officers faced a hail of missiles, not just bottles and cans, but coins filed down to give them a sharp edge. Dudley Butt and his men were involved in hand-to-hand fighting with rioters on the steps of a private hotel. But once again, order was restored among a crowd estimated at more than 2,000 strong. And on subsequent nights, there was a very heavy police presence on the seafront. In time, four rioters were up in court charged with carrying offensive weapons and assaulting the police. They were jailed. The police officers involved received a commendation from Chief Constable Christopher Beatty Pownall. This named Inspector R.C. Corrin, Sergeants Harry Hollis and Archie Corkill, Constables Cliff Gelling, H. Corlett, G.H. Cowley, Tommy Gordon, Dudley Butt, D.H. Galbraith, Dickie Duke, Herbert Chapman, D.W. Shimmin, E.J. Bailey, and Special Constable Cubbon. P.C. Laurie Howland's name appears to have been omitted accidentally. As a journalist, I covered the TT riots. I saw what happened, and I will never forget it. What may be a little surprising is that it's an interlude in TT history which has been largely forgotten by most other people. But this is perhaps the best way to leave it.